I would just recommend that everybody buy this new book on the Chassam Sofer that was put out in English, and there are many, many, many svarim about his unbelievable, beautiful, complicated life. And I don't think it's the time right now to say over biography. Let it suffice that by the Jews he's known as the Heilige Chassam Sofer. It's the place where my ancestors learned Torah in Presburg from the mouths of the Chassam Sofer and his sons and grandsons, and the others here who come from a similar background. But really, he's the Rebbe of the entire Jewish people. He's the Rebbe of all of Klal Yisrael. He's the Pesach not only of that generation, he was the Pesach of all of Klal Yisrael. The Chassidim said that, the Chazanish, everybody. Maybe I'll say a little bit about the connection between the Chassam Sofer and Chassidus a little bit, and we'll learn something. But let's just turn to page 12 and 13, because we have an unbelievable schus that we have a nusach on the Matzeva that pretty much tells of what the Jews saw of him at that time, of how they saw the Chassam Sofer at that time. And then, of course, each person will read this a little bit, and each person will say his own tehillim, a little bit, some kapitlach tehillim, and then maybe I'll talk a little bit about the Chassam Sofer and Chassidus, and then we'll learn a shtickle Torah. So just look at page 12 and 13. Not the whole thing, but this is Ha'evan L'Raglov, meaning by the bottom of the stone. L'zeicha olam hi tzadik ishalukim, ha'shochein sha'anan b'bayis hazeh. The truth is, you know, sha'anan means that this ishalukim is staying here, is lying here in tranquility. There's a whole history behind this place. This is not a regular Beis HaChaim, as you could see. It's only because there were Jews from all over the world who would not allow the Chassam Sofer, would not allow this part of the cemetery to be replaced with a highway, I think. I don't remember the highway or a train that's on top over here. And there was literally an outcry from all over the world, and diplomats and politicians got involved, and at the last minute they were able to preserve this part. Marissi says that when he was here first 21 years, 32 years ago, only the Chassam Sofer.
It was like a bus stop, like an enclosed bus stop.
Enclosed bus stop, you know, the Chassam Sofer. And over time, they've been able to do this. This is the way I remember my wife and I were here 9, 10 years ago with Ellie. Right, Ellie? Where's Ellie? Is he here?
No.
But I think this is how it was pretty much 9, 10 years. Uzi, you were here before?
No.
But this is the way that it was 9, 10 years ago, with that little shtiebel upstairs. These are Talmidim of his, the Ksav Sofer and the Dayan. These are Dayanim and Talmidim. Also, all famous people, the Dinel Prozen, it's all famous, big tzaddikim, Katz, Kadosh Elyon. The Ksav Sofer is outside someplace further away. It's all part of an old Beis HaChaim, but this was preserved. Most of that was ruined. This is what we have left. So he's not lying here so peacefully. What I'm saying is that what happened, Baruch Hashem, he was saved. Haya teres teferes v'hadar doyrei nezer harabonim of hachachamim hagoyin ha'amiti, the true genius hachorif ha'otzim ha'boki b'chol talmud bavli yerushalmi pe'er hador omen ha'yimini mareinu ravenu harab Moshe Sofer zechon lebrichas olam. That's not the family name. I don't remember the family name. It was a strange name, but they were Sofrim, so they became known as Schreiber in Yiddish and Sofer in Lashon HaKodesh. Pai Golam Asot Mesayis Yisrael, Pai Nes, the joy of the Jewish people has been gone into Golas. Nes of Haidai, and the beauty of the Jewish people has been taken. Moshe Bechir Hashem, Yared Pol Beis Me'adai. Moshe, the one who was chosen by Hashem, has descended here into his final place. Kol Ha'am Kahol Hechayshach. The entire nation is walking in darkness. Kol Nefesh Tishteichach. And every single soul is bewildered. Kivah Hashemesh Kama Or Lo Zereach. The sun has set and there will never be light again. Achuri Yeshur and Soakim Efor Ha'enu. The Bachurei Yalda Yeshur and the Jewish boys, I mean all the yeshiva that the Chassam Sofer established in Presburg, which is where my great grandfathers learned, the yeshiva was the yeshiva that set a certain mahalach, a way, a derech halimud, for all of the yeshivas, not only in Hungary, but even beyond. Even beyond. That all of them followed a certain derech halimud of the Chassam Sofer, which was very much against Pilpul, which is learning, covering mesecht after mesecht, alibud rochasa, which is the way that my father learned at Nungvar, which we're going to go, and how some of you have from Shpach, they learned in these places. But they learned without Pilpul and alibud hilchasa, very strong finishing shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi, the halacha, and it was the derech halimud of all of Hungarian Jewry was established really by the Chassam Sofer. It says Bachuri Yalda Yeshur and Sa'akim Efor Oena. Where is our shepherd? All the Bachuri Yalda, all the Jews' children are screaming out, "Where's our shepherd?" Yosam va'almana ne'nochim ayei meishienu. The kindness of the Chassam Sofer, the stock of the Chassam Sofer. So all the Yisoyim, the Almanas are crying out, "Where is the one who saved us?" Yachad Osher ve'Evyon, Haimim Mekainanim, rich people, poor people are crying. Avadnu Yohatseinu, Atzas Godel Ha'amunim, Yam Vedarim, Sidkas Pizraina, Nifta Kamayim, Ad Ir HaKadosh, Ad Ir Yerushalayim. That the Tzedakah, that the Chassam Sofer gave, now the Chassam Sofer was the head of the Kollel of Rabbi Meir Balanes in Yerushalayim, the whole Yeshuv of Eretz Yisrael. The Chassam Sofer was responsible for collecting money to take care of all the yeshuv of Yerushalayim and of Eretz Yisrael. So his kindness and his generosity reached Ir HaKadosh, Ir Yerushalayim. Nivz Bein of Nimas, in his own eyes he was worthless. He was worthless and he was nothing in his own eyes. But Zahayin V'Aisha, he was disgusted with any wealth. He hated anything with money. Asaisim Lei Mishpat V'Lei B'Aisha, and anything that was dishonest. Oiz Hashem Oshrei Achla Muna Gavu Yadav Achla Hakim Eitzos B'Yakov Tikein Sa'adav. That he was the one, Tikein Sa'adav means that he was the one that was looked up to as being the leader of all Ashkenazi Jewry at that time. Tikein Sa'adav, way beyond Hungary, in Germany. Remember that Chassam Sofer himself was from there, was from Frankfurt, and Germany, and all of Ashkenazi Jewry. That during his lifetime, the Chassam Sofer wrote over 1,500 tshuvas, and he would always write the tshuvas in halacha, and his tshuvas were sent from all the rabbanim from the different kehilas. The Chassam Sofer had a certain time of the day. In the middle of the day, he would eat for a few minutes, a very small meal, and then he would open up all of the letters that he received, and he would answer all the tshuvas halacha on the spot, most of the time without taking down any svarim, looking any svarim. After he ate, they would clear the table, and he would open. He would send tshuvas all over Europe at that time. The Chassam Sofer was the light of the entire Jewish world in terms of just halach and how to conduct themselves. U'maisha hayiraya b'taym levava adas marisai sholosh v'shleishim shani, he was rav over here. Gim der Hashem liyirayisai ho'odayin evad Hashem tzavakos ad taym chayisai hifli b'sayros aplos. He also established a certain precedent that was very much the way in Hungary, that the Rav was not only Rav of the city, but he was also Rosh HaYeshiva. And the Chassam Sofer said Shirim every day. He began every day with a Shir in Chavis Lavavis, and then he would say a Shir in the Masechta. I think in the beginning it was every day, and then it was three times a week. The Chassam Sofer was also Rosh Hashiva. Many of the Rabbanim in Hungary, that's what they did. They were the Rav of the city, and they were also Rosh Hashiva. L'meyos alofim echadri terosah haviyim l'chut terosah l'ay terosah nechsofim godlu v'hitzlichu l'toru l'tu'udah rabim. And most of the Rabbanim of Hungary and beyond Hungary were Talmidim here in Pressburg. That was the number one Ivy League yeshiva, and the greatest Rabbanim and the Meir Harora and the Dayanim were all Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. Huk Malkisai is Beis Yehuda, that they were established as Rabbanim and Dayanim throughout Europe. Ubeis Batzir Kel Lahaloisai. He's talking about his death and the Malachim coming. And before he died, he gave a bracha to everybody. It's a whole story about how he died, but the last moments of his life, his Talmud was Rav Katz. I remember the first name, he's here, but Rav Katz was a kohen. He told him to leave the room. First, everybody was crying, and he said that he's not dying yet. He says, "When I'm about to die, I'll let you know." And he sent out the kohanim that were in the room, and the oilam was together with him crying and screaming. And the Chassam Sofer asked everybody to be quiet. He said that, "I'm preparing a shtickle Torah to say when I die by the Bezna Shomal, and I can't concentrate. You're staring at me." That's what he said. "I can't concentrate. I'm preparing a shtickle Torah. Will everybody please be quiet?" And he said, "I'll let you know when I'm going to die. Right now, I'm not dying, but I need to prepare a shtickle Torah. I'm working on this." He said, this his whole life, he had an Indian that he wanted to say over. And he was preparing it. That's how he left the world. And then he brought him Negel Vaser. And he gave a bracha to Zaysa Bracha Shabarach Moshe, gave a bracha to everybody, and he said Kriyashma, he said Shema Yisrael Shalom Kana Shemachot three times, and he was nifted. That's how he left the world. Hol Ben Moshe's Apostle, Zaysa Bracha Barach, Kola Kalva Ozav Zemegabach, and he left this miserable world. Ador Achron, Yishkuchu Ma'alolav, Ma'alol Hekel, till the end of time, all that he accomplished will not be forgotten. Zeshmai Vzezichrai, Hatsvi Yisrael. And then it continues on the other side. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but let me see to do a little bit more. On the next page, a little bit on page 13 on top, this is on the second slide of the Metzeva. The friend of Hashem who is lying here, he lived to be 78 years old, which at the time was considered to be quite old. With his first Rebbetzin, he didn't have any children. And he married a second time, and the second that he had all the famous tzaddikim as children, and from there come out. But from the first Rebbetzin, he didn't have, and there's a whole long hesped that he said over the first wife. Again, there's a lot to talk about. Everybody can read on their own. The light of the Jewish people, Hashem took him back, and the light of the Jewish people is extinguished. And the light has gone out, and the sun has been darkened. Nishma Bar Yehuda, and the crying is heard throughout all of the cities of the Jewish people. Ki Husra Adartam Me'alayim, because the Adaris that protected them, the coat that was protecting the Jewish people, has been taken, has been removed. Ki Gova Ga'ayin Yaakov, and the pride of the Jewish people has died. V'kavod Gadol Nasa L'Bamaisa, there was tremendous kavod that was done for him when he died. Tzaka Se'ir Ad HaShamayim Hegia, the crying, the screaming of the city reached the heavens. Kol Ha'am Mikotze Mizeh Minarva Ad Zokain, all the people of the city, Holchu Boichem Achim Yitasso, followed him, crying, Muvad Eila Shloish Meos Bachurei Chemet. Besides everybody else in the town, there were 300 yeshiva bachurim. Asher Yekshiva L'kol Teroso Yom Yom. So at that time, the yeshiva had 300 Talmidim in the yeshiva, and the Talmidim were all following him. V'chamishim Hem Nosu Sifrei Chidushei Teroso. And 50 of the bachurim were carrying Chidushim that the Chassam Sofer wrote. They were carrying his Chidushim. Asher Yiniach Oidem Ksuvim that hadn't been published yet. They were carrying his Ksuvim. Mulvad Eila Talmida of Yoishve Al-Kisei Rabbanis, Soviv Ha'ir, and all of the towns, all of the cities and towns around Pressburg, Bratislava, all the cities, all the Rabbanim were his Talmidim, and they were able to get there in time for the Levaya, and they came. The Chassam Sofer, the yard site is the same as the Kedusha Slavi, right after Sukkos. Lisboid Lamayim of Kaisai, Loiha Oy Kayim Hazah, Asher Hirba Shabbai Ta'aniya Va'aniya, so much crying, they never heard. Kol Leiv Nidka Kol Panim Kovtsu Paru, Umal Kol Lechi Yardu Dmoz Kanachal, there were flowing tears like a river, Kol Yimei Evlo, all the days of his Avelos. Kol Kaisvei Bikurei Yitim Bediba Yomim Gam Eila Shalem Yibnei Yisrael Hema, all writers of history, even non-Jews, Haidiyu Ba'amim, they made it known among the nations to write about him. Heosvila Voisev, Verav Kishvan Eliyosev, ובכל מדינה מדינה שדבר השמועה הרוע מגיע, אבל גודל היהודים. And wherever the news reached, there was an אבל גודל היהודים, tremendous availus, and so on, לבכי, למספד, ויסבד לו כל ישראל. הוי עדיין, הוי הידה. הנה יציקוסו עמדת לעד. מי ייתן בסוגן על עם השם, ומוח השם דימם על כלפונים, כיוול המובס לנצח. Just to say a little bit about the connection between the Chassam Sofer and Chassidus, and then we'll learn something and we'll all daven for a few minutes. Just a little bit something that I wrote down, that remember that the Chassam Sofer was a peshlishi to the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Now the Chassidim took him already, and like whenever you have collections of Svarim of Chassidus, they'll always put the Chassam Sofer Svarim too, which is a little bit of a hijacking that took place. The Chassam Sofer was not a Chassid. He was a Chassid in the true sense of the word, but he was not from the Talmid Baal Shem. But remember that he was a Pesh Lishi, because the Chassam Sofer was a Talmud of the Hafla, the brother of the Rebbe of Shmelke, and the Hafla was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Mizrach Magid, and the Mizrach Magid was of course the Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and the Chassam Sofer was a baki, a complete baki in Kabbalah. At the end of his life, he said to the Maram Shik, or to one of the other Talmudim, I don't remember, he said that Baruch Hashem, the Kabbalah that I, the tshuvas that I write, I have to write to the whole world, and people see those things. But the truth is that in Inyanei Kabbalah, that's really where I'm. That's where my greatest area is, but in terms of Kabbalah, mostly he kept that to himself. In his own personal analogies, the Chassam Sofer wore Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin, and he was makvid to go to the mikveh every day, and so on. But he never, as I said, by the Rebbe Shmuelka's father, he never budged from the minhagim of Ashkenaz. He did not leave the minhagim of Ashkenaz, but many of his talmidim went to Tzaddikim, and the Chassam Sofer absolutely did not prevent them from going. It does say that we don't know that he encouraged them to go, but we know that he did not stop them from going to Tzaddikim. And as a result of that, what took place in the life of the Chassam Sofer had a tremendous impact on Hungarian Jewry, and everything that we're going to be seeing over the next couple of days is really because of what happened with the Chassam Sofer. Just a little bit of background. Just to go over a little bit, you know that Hungary at the time was under the control of the House of Habsburg, that Sultan of Habsburg, and that included Slovakia and the Carpathian Mountains in Transylvania and Mamaroš. Now, generally, it was divided into two. I'm sorry if he's standing your tie. Like another 10 minutes. Is that all right? I don't. No, I apologize. No, my wife told me, but he's standing. I feel, you know. I hope she's sitting at least. She was, yeah. So, Hungary was divided basically, Hungary, Czechoslovakia was divided into two parts, Oberland and Unterland. And you're either an Oberlander or you're an Unterlander. What does that mean? Oberland was this area, the area of Austria, what was known as the Seven Kehillas, where we were before, Nikolsburg, Pressburg. This entire area was mostly influenced by Nusach Ashkenaz and the way of Ashkenaz. And the Minhagim of Ashkenaz, the Minhagim were kept in that area. On the other hand, that's the Oberland. The Interland included the Carpathian Mountains, Marmaris, Siget, and that whole area, Transylvania, that were for those of us who come from that background, that is where we're going, which includes Kerestir and Ungvar and Munkach and Kaliv, and then further along to Dej and Romania to Satmar and so on. All of that is part of the Unterland, and the Unterland was very much under the influence of the Talmud of Baal Shem. It was very much populated by some of the greatest tzaddikim, the Talmudim of the Baal Shem, and that we're going to be seeing some of them. And there... They were developed Chassidish Kehilas. So what took place as a result of the Chassam Sofer's tolerance, what took place was that in many of the Kehilas, even in the Ashkenazi Kehilas, but certainly in in the interland, where the Chassam Sofer had the where he sent his Talmidim, and his Talmidim were the Rabbanim. The most famous of one of the most famous of the Chassam Sofer's Talmidim was the Maram Shik. Who remembers where was the Maram Shik Rav? He was Rav in Chust, which we call Chist, but he was Rav in Chust. Now, the vast majority of the Jews in Chust were Hasidim. And they venerated the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik himself davened in the Ashkenaz Shul, and he kept an Ashkenaz Menhagim. And nevertheless, the Maram Shik looked favorably upon the Hasidim. He allowed them to have their own shtiblach, that they could have their own. So different Hasidus had their own shtiblach in Chust. They were allowed to have their own shtiblach. And the only requirement the Maram Shik had was that all Jews had to participate in paying the taxes to the Kehila, and that when it came to the Bikur Cholim, when it came to Chevra Kedisha, when it came to Shechita and so on, all of the communal things, the Maram Shik said the Chassidim are 100% invited to be together with all of us, and it began a certain mahalach that the Chassam Sofer very much wanted. The Chassam Sofer was deeply, deeply upset about the division that was taking place in Eretz Yisrael between the Prushim and the Hasidim, the Misnagdim and the Hasidim in Eretz Yisrael, and that he was hearing about going on in other places of the world. He was very much against that. And we find that the Chassam Sofer himself had a very, very warm relationship with the Tzaddikim of the generation, who also wrote to him back and forth, Charles and Shuvas, the Yismach Moshe, we're going to be going to, the Kosovo Rebbe, the Kalavir Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoscher, and other Tzaddikim that Chassam Sofer held very highly from. And not only did he hold highly from, but the Ksav Sofer, his oldest son, the Ksav Sofer, married the daughter of Rabbi Eliakim Weiss from Gorelitz, who was a Rav Shitzer's son's chassid. So his mechutin, the Chassam Sofer's mechutin, was a chassidish yid. Now, as I said before, that the Chassam Sofer did not allow for changes to take place in the Menhagim of Ashkenaz, and therefore there's a famous tshuva from the Chassam Sofer regarding the change of Nusach from Nusach Ashkenaz to Nusach Sfard. Because at that time, many of the Jews wanted to change Nusach because the fire of the Baal Shem Tov was spreading throughout Hungary, and the Chassam Sofer wrote a tshuva not allowing the change from Nusach Sfard to Nusach Ashkenaz. And there's an equally famous tshuva written by the Divrei Chaim, where he begins with the words of Einani Chas V'Sholom K'Cholik Al Moran Rabban Shel Kol Bnei HaGoyla HaChassam Sofer. The Divrei Chaim says, I am not Chas V'Sholom coming to disagree with the Rebbe of the entire Jewish people, the Chassam Sofer, Ke'Einani Boki B'Sichas Chulin Shelo. Because the Divrei Chaim said, I don't understand even his Sichas Chulin. Like, I don't understand when he says good morning, the Chassam Sofer. I don't understand anything. He's on such a high level. But then he goes on to disagree, the whole tshuva. He says, Rak, ani kosev ma shereisi v'kibalti mipi kedoshe elyon. I'm only recording what I saw with my own eyes. From kedoshe elyon, from very great and holy people, gedoylem benister benigla, who are great in the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. V'kol ha-mamin b'bal shem tov u'b'talmidov roi lechos b'nusach ha-arizal. And the Divrei Chaim writes, whoever believes in the Baal Shem Tov, in the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov, should change over to keep or to change over, if they haven't yet, to the Nusach of the Arizal, to Davin Nusach Svar, Nusach of the Arizal. And there were other areas, there was some conflict, but for the most part, the Chassam Sofer had tremendous respect for the tzaddikim, and there are many places in his writings where he is quoting from the Mezritcha Magid, because he heard Torahs from his Rebbe Dafla. There's also one place in Parshas Bamidbar where it's clear where he's quoting from the Baal HaTanya. He doesn't call the Baal HaTanya by name. He doesn't call the Mezritcha Magid by name. He calls them Gedolei HaMekubalim. But he doesn't say the names. He calls them Gedolei HaMekubalim a few times. They're also fascinating. There are three Torahs that we have in the Chassam Sofer that are Torahs from the Sar Sholem from Belz. Now, how did we get three Torahs? Because what happened is that once there were a group of Chassidim that they were coming back from Belz, and they were on their way back home, and they weren't able to go home. Something happened, And they ended up spending Yontif, I think it was Rosh Hashanah, in Pressburg. And they went to get a bracha from the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer was very, very impressed by their learning and their Kedusha. And the Chassam Sofer asked them to say over Torahs that they heard from the Sar Shalom from Belz. And it seems that after Yontif, the Chassam Sofer wrote down these Torahs on some papers, which were afterwards kept with his writings. Didn't say these are things that I heard from Sasha, he just had some papers. And then afterwards they saw that these were Torahs that were from the Sar Shalom from Belz. But he heard those Torahs and he recorded those Torahs. And another area that was interesting where this conflict came out a little bit was by the Shaila of the L'Shem Yichud. Now you remember that the greatest posek from the generation just at the right before the Chassam Sofer was the Noida Behuda, and the Noida Behuda was Eish Lahava against saying L'Shem Yichud. He was against saying L'Shem Yichud. And the Chassidim, of course, all was saying L'Shem Yichud. So in this area, the Chassam Sofer, in the Tshuvas, the Chassam Sofer, he writes that L'Halacha, he writes that it seems from the Tshuvas that he agrees that you can say the L'Shem Yichud, but the Chassam Sofer said that he himself was afraid to do that, to go against the Noida Behuda, but he used to krechs and say, I wish I could say the L'Shem Yichud. I want so badly to say L'Shem Yichud, and he even paskin that Mekra Adin, you can say it, but he was afraid to go against the Noida Behuda. What about himself, did he ever meet with the Talmidei Baal Shem who lived at that time? So the G'dayli Talmidei Baal Shem at that time was the Chayzim Lublin. And what happened was that he wanted, the Chassam Sofer spoke to some Talmidim that he was getting older and he wanted very, very badly. He felt that he didn't have much time left and he wanted to go and to meet, and he heard such things about the Chayzim from Lublin and he wanted to go meet the Chayzim from Lublin. So he decided, he didn't know Menei Shemaim if that's what he's supposed to do, because it would require tremendous little tire for him to go to Lublin, and he didn't know if that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of him. So he made up in his mind that one of his greatest Talmidim, the Chassam Sofer's greatest Talmidim, I don't know which one, but it says in the Svarim that one of his greatest Talmidim had become very much attached to the Chayzer, and he used to go to the Chayzer in Lublin. The Chassam Sofer decided that if he were here, he was thinking that if he would hear from this Talmud the next time that he comes back from the Chayzer, he was there at the Chayzer at the time, if he would hear from that Talmud that this Talmud felt that it was kedai for the Rebbe to go to the Chayzer, he would hear from him, so then he would go. And as he was having those thoughts, the Gabbai told him that this Talmud had just arrived from Lublin. And he came and he was talking to the Chassam Sofer about the Chayzer, and the Chassam Sofer was very in the spoil. And what I saw in the safe is the Chassam Sofer, he did not go to the Chayzer. And it says that he said to the Talmud the following, Ani hechlatati b'chol zois shani nishar masik tanurim. I have decided that b'chol zois, my job is to stay here and to keep the oven that's burning. That's what he said. And he did not go at the end, he didn't go to the Chayzer, but he said that he used to say about that to the end of his life, that's something that he felt that he missed out, that he didn't go to see the Chayzer from Lublin. Okay, let's say some Kapilach Tehillim. And then maybe we'll learn a little Torah. Okay. Again, I know it's not always easy and everybody's tired and it's not comfortable, but the tachlis of our being in these places is to say some tilim and to learn Torah, and by doing that to be ma'ir rachim ourselves and our families, and therefore it's a very, very big thing to learn the Torah v'tzadik by the tzion. So let's do two small ones very quickly on page 14. It says Torah Moshe. And there are so many thousands. It's just at the moment when I was learning this by Pasha Shoiftim, so I said, let's learn that. I want to do this with the Chavra. But it could be anywhere in all of the drashas of the Chassam Sofer and the Torah Moshe. There's so much Torah from the Chassam Sofer, and everybody has their favorite. This is, these are a couple of my favorite ones that just when I was learning them, I said, let. And the other ones I had, it's just the finalists, I guess, that I wanted to do. And I understand that to do a little of the Torah really from Chassam Sofer, you should be learning his chubas. The Avnei Nezer used to have that in the yeshiva. The Avnei Nezer used to have a rule that every day they had to learn a chuba from the Chassam Sofer by the Avnei Nezer, because he felt that the way of thinking, the logic, and the derech halimud of the Chassam Sofer was so strong, was so clear, that it was required learning in Sachetshav every day to learn a chuba from the Chassam Sofer. Okay, page 14, let's learn. Baftor manov walahorim ragle mevase mashmiya sholom mevase toiv mashmiya yeshua. Oymelet zion molach elokayach kol tzafach nosokol yachtav yuranenu ke'ein v'ein yiru v'shuv Hashem tzion. Haftor, this is one of the haftors of the Nechemta, of the weeks following Tisha B'Av. How beautiful manov walahorim ragle mevase, that to see the feet of the one who's the mevase bringing the good news, Mashmiya Shalom, telling us the good news, Mavasa Toiv, Mashmiya Yeshua, to bring the news of the Yeshua, Oymer Letzion, Molach Elokayach, to say to Tzion, Hashem is King. Kol Tzofach Nosukol, the voice of the Tzofim of the Neviim is lifted up, Yachtov Yuranenu, singing together, Ki Ayin V'Ayin Yiru, because both eyes, Ayin V'Ayin Yiru, B'Shuv Hashem Tzion, the return of Hashem to Tzion. So the reason that I wanted to do this is because more than a piece of Torah, because there's endless Torah from the Chassam Sofer, so by way of davening, that when we walk away from this place, there should be this is a tefillah. You'll see in a second. Yamiki ena doima geula ha'asida b'mher b'yameinu l'geulais sha'avru. The Chassam Sofer says that the geula, the redemption that we're waiting for, is not like the geulos, the redemptions that we've experienced in the past. Because there have been geulos. There have been times that we were redeemed from different sorrows, small scale, large scale. But the geula that we're waiting for is different. Ka'oz lo yem musag l'kol, ki Hashem shoichin b'kirbeinu. Ka'oz lo hayem musag l'kol, ki Hashem shoichin b'kirbeinu. Because in the past, like most recently, you know, in 1948, there was a big yeshua that we had with Eretz Yisrael. But the Chassam Sofer says in the earlier redemptions, lo hayo musag l'kol, it was not clear to everybody, ki Hashem shochein b'kirbeinu. There were ways to explain what happened, politically, economically, socially. There were ways to explain what happened, and it wasn't clear. The geulas of the past did not spell out to every single one of us, ki Hashem shochein b'kirbeinu. Hashem is here with us. Aval haminu l'kol neviyim chachamim. Regular amcha, rank and file Jews, didn't necessarily feel the presence of Hashem, but we were told by our neviyim and the chachamim, shahim agishim ba'asogis ruach hakodesh. There were great tzaddikim in the past who felt with their ruach hakodesh, v'ron nisim v'neflos harbe, and they saw certain nisim v'neflos. So even the miracles that we saw in the past, even by Purim and so on, there were things that were, like Purim was not supernatural, but we saw remarkable things, and Mordechai and Esther, and the tzaddikim identified the geula as a geula that was a miraculous one, and there was an edus that the Shechina was, bear testimony that the Shechina was with us. Avlo husag la'ein kol. But the truth is that, like a regular Jew in Shushan, even though we heard what Mordechai and Esther told us, and we were all excited about us, and we were thanking Hashem, and it was amazing, amazing, we were supposed to die, even a hafeichu, but at the end of the day, it didn't mean that every simple Jew was filled with that reality of Elokus, that felt mamish, the presence of Hashem within him. Masha enikein la'osid. So it wasn't clear to everybody. We trusted the tzaddikim and the chachamim, and we celebrated the gulas of the past. Masha'enikein la'osid lavai. The Chassam Sofer says, the Navi here is telling us that la'osid lavo in the future, Yishai is saying, yamara be'etzba, every single Jew is going to be able, every single Jew, the simplest little Jew, is going to be able to point with his finger, will be able to be Mara Be'etzpa. Hine Elokeinu Zeh. Hine Elokeinu is like the Gemara says, Kimavur, Besoif Tanis, that Kivyochel Hashem is going to sit in the center, the Gemara says, and there'll be a Mochel of Tzadikim, there'll be a circle of the Tzadikim, which Amech Kulim Tzadikim, and the Jewish people are going to sit around Hashem Kivyochel, the Shechin is going to sit in the center, and every single Jew is going to point to the Shechin and say, Hine Elokeinu Zeh. Like when we left Mitzrayim, we said, even the Shivcha said, Zeh Keli Van Veyu. Zeh Keli Van Veyu. So the Chassam Sofer says now a very strong thing. It's brought down in many Svarim. He says that the Chassam Sofer says that there have been times where it was possible to have, and it's possible to have, a gula that's not shleima, an incomplete redemption. Allahum shalom beinenu ubein umas ha'olam, that there should be peace between the Jews and the nations of the world and the non-Jews. Shonu shoichne betzilam, amongst whom we live. Ayos mizel yas gula mamish kama bayisheni, or even a high level gula, not only to be at peace with the nations, but to even be able to return to Eretz Yisrael, the way that we did. Not entirely, but the way that there was a return, b'bayi sheni, v'chadoyma, that we'd be able to be at peace, and that we'd also be able to come back and to perhaps establish a malchus that we did, like at the time of the bayi sheni, where the Jewish people had their own malchus for a relatively short time. But the Chassam Sofer says, "Avol ein chefetz bazeh," that the Navi is teaching us that ultimately that's not what the Jewish people want. That's a rest. That's some break in history, but ein chefetz b'zeh. Ki im gam anachnu evshu shenispashe on the kal b'gula kazeh, rak lios geulam. The Chassam Sofer says, if we wanted to now, we could also accept such a gula, just to be geulam. In other words, not to have tzaros anymore. We could already settle for such a gula even now. Mikom akom avoseinu hakadoshim lo yisratzu ata. However, our holy fathers, lo yisratzu ata, are not anymore going to be satisfied with a partial geula. Ki im begula shleima. At this point, the Chassam Sofer says, we're no longer going to do such a thing. We're not going to settle for any kind of a partial geula, a half a geula, but rather only for geula shleima. And therefore he says, v'toyv li yisrael lizbol oirach hagolus. Now, there was a machlokes between the Talmud Baal Shem about this. We're not going to go into it now. But he says, the Chassam Sofer, that it's Tariv Li Yisrael Lizbal Orach HaGolus, that if need be, it's better for us to suffer longer in Golus. Kadesh Tia B'Soif Gu'ula Shleima. Canal. In order that it should no longer be that we get some sort of a little Gu'ula, where we have some freedom, some political freedom, and life becomes a little bit easier. He says it's better to go through whatever we have to go through and not to settle, so that will ultimately bring the complete geula. So, and that's what he says, is what the Navi is saying. What he's hinting at. Man novo al haharim raglei mevaser. Man novo al haharim raglei mevaser means, you might think that it's beautiful, that we're hearing the sound of the mevaser, that there's good news, that life is better for the Jews, and we have some respite, and we have some menucha from our enemies. The Chassam Sofer says, when the true redemption will come, he says, lo nitzarach lebias mevaser. He turns the whole thing around. Lo nitzarach lebias mevaser beraglav. We're not going to have somebody coming to tell us, to come beraglav walking and to tell us some good news. Lesaper kach v'kach ira, like an outsider telling us, you should know that this is a redemption. You should know that now we're having a yontif called Purim. You should know now we're having something that's called Yom Ha'atzmut. You should know that now we're experiencing a redemption. The Chassam Sofer says, "Manova lahar miraglim mevasi." He says, "We're not. That's nothing. We're not lesaper kach v'kach ira. Ela k'siv kinsay neis harim tiru." The Navi says later on, after this kinsay neis, that what tiru, we're going to see with our own eyes. Uchiskaya shofar tishmo, and we're going to hear the sound of the shofar ourselves. Al kain So he says, What beauty will the harem? The harem, he's saying, is an allusion to the Ovis. Harem mountains is harem, which means our parents. So what is there that our parents, meaning the Ovis, al harem ha Ovis, beragle mevaser, kishabo yovo beregel mevaser, to have another mevaser come and tell us good news? It's nice to hear good news, but the Chassam Sofer says, halali yisratzu b'zeh. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our fathers and mothers, the harem, they're not going to accept this anymore. And what's he going to come, this person with good news? Mashmiya Shalom, he's going to tell us that now we have peace, that now the Jews can live at peace with the Goyim. That's what the Mashmiya Shalom is coming to tell us. He's going to tell us of a bigger Yeshua that we have. Again, Jews are going to hear speeches about Molach Elokayach. That now this is all from Hashem, and this is truly from Hashem. And that's why it says, Elo Oymer Litzion Molach Elokayach. We have to leave? Oh, we're just finishing the Torah now. V'yitamaloi, avaloi sosig, hichein hu. But so there will be people that are going to believe him and others that won't. V'yimkein ma'anav ezeh alaharum, what pleasure will our fathers and mothers have? O'mahano yesh lehem bezeh, what hano will they have? If the gula doesn't reach every single Jew, if it doesn't come to that true gula, where it's clear in the heart of every single Jew, of hine elokeinu zeh. Aval gula shleima, the true gula, the complete gula will be in such a way. Of kol tzofayach nosu kol, tzofayach daika. Tzofayach means that we're going to see with our own eyes. Not that we're going to have to just hear from the tzaddikim and believe. But kol tzofayach daika, we're going to see with our own eyes. Ki uroyim v'tzofim ba'atzmam, we're going to be able to see with our own eyes, as the pasuk ends, ki ayin v'ayin yiru b'shuv Hashem tzion. That each one of us with our own eyes are going to see the return of Hashem to Tzion. So as we walk away from this amazing Tzion, the Tzion of the Chassam Sofer, and this is what he davened for, we should be zoichim et Hashem, that the final Gula should come, and we should see Ayin Be'ayin Yiru Hashem B'Shuv Tzion V'Rachmim with the Gula Hashem Amitis. May he be aminu amen v'amen.